American Cattle News, I'm Bill Baker.
There's basically two key government programs that USMEF utilizes.
That's Greg Haynes, U.S. Meat Export Federation Assistant Vice President for International Marketing and Programs, on a new study suggesting that the U.S. may be falling behind with its competitors, especially the European Union, when it comes to promoting agricultural products internationally. Haynes tells us more about the study conducted by Informa Economics.
Total funding for the Market Access Program is about $200 million per year, but there are about 70 cooperative organizations that are handling different agricultural commodities that are all applying for and utilizing that program. And then there's also the Foreign Market Development, or FMD, program. That receives funding of $34.5 million. We typically use the MAP program more for direct programming in the international markets, and the FMD program is utilized for a lot of the administrative costs that we have in running those programs.
So with the latest analysis of agricultural export promotion investment showing that the U.S. public funding for its two largest export programs is about $235 million per year, but that's not keeping pace on ag export promotion overseas.
A group of these cooperators worked with a company called Informa Economics, and their focus was really looking at the EU as a competitor and what they're doing to promote their agricultural products internationally, and the results were really startling. They found that the European wine industry alone was receiving over $300 million just for their promotion. So that, again, one industry is already more than the entire ag community in the United States is receiving on ag promotions internationally.
U.S. funding for promotion of ag exports has been largely flat in recent years, and Haynes says the opportunity to change that is in the upcoming Farm Bill.
We're in the last year of the current Farm Bill, so they would need to set up the new Farm Bill in 2019. So I think it's really imperative that we're able to get the word out and ensure that these programs remain funded at least at their existing levels, if not at higher levels. And so that's a huge effort that's going on right now to really demonstrate the benefits and the value that are achieved from agricultural exports.
That's Greg Haynes, Assistant Vice President of International Marketing for the U.S. Meat Export Federation. More details at usmef.org. Stay with us for the latest news from the cattle industry. I'm Bill Baker, American Cattle News.